Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about affordability of housing. But first, I'd love to answer your questions. We have a new feature on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast called AMA. That stands for Ask Me Anything. If you have a question that you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. Send it to Victor at victorjm.com, and I'll be happy to answer your question live on the air. We are back, and today we're talking about a new report that came out from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and we found that the price of a median single-family home in the Bay Area is now sitting at a whopping $935,000, and a family earning $117,000 now qualifies as low income in the region. People are considered to have an affordability issue when they spend more than 30% of their household income on housing. Now, income limits are set by HUD to determine eligibility of applicants for HUD's assisted living programs. HUD sets the low income threshold at 80% of median household income, and very low income is defined as families whose incomes do not exceed 50% of the median family income in the area. The norm in Silicon Valley is fueled by thousands of well-paid high-tech workers who've driven up the median price of a home in San Francisco to $1.6 million, now the highest in the country. While housing prices are rising faster than incomes nationwide, nowhere is it more evident than in the Bay Area, where home values have soared a staggering 64% over the last 5 years. The government's measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, doesn't really take these kind of local effects into account. It's simply a measure of the cost of a basket of goods and services. However, just like real estate prices vary with geography, so do some commodity prices. For example, a Hershey's chocolate bar at Walmart in Watertown, New York costs 94 cents, and I priced that exact same chocolate bar in New York City at nearly $6. That's not a small difference, and needless to say, I didn't have a chocolate bar that night. Question is, why did the chocolate bar cost so much? Was it because the cost of the underlying real estate was so high that the vendor had to charge $6 just to make a modest profit? Now, we've talked on the podcast that prices are not inflationary. It's the availability of excess cash that's inflationary. So where is all this excess money coming from? And why does it appear concentrated in certain communities? The question of affordability also varies by community. For example, the median income in Philadelphia is $84,800. So the definition of low income for that community would be a household income of $67,840, and very low income is defined as below $42,400. In Dallas, the median income is $64,000, so the definition of low income is at $51,000, and very low income would be below $32,000. So what's driving the housing prices in the Bay Area? After all, technology workers in Silicon Valley are, for the most part, employees, and companies in the Bay Area don't want to pay higher salaries than necessary. Availability of skilled labor is increasing around the world. It's not just limited to Silicon Valley. In fact, the technology company I worked for back in 2007 had an office in Sunnyvale. I used to visit there frequently. At the time, I received some stock options, and in fact, many people in the tech industry receive stock option grants. Let's look at an example. Let's imagine you're an employee at Apple Computer. And let's imagine that you received a stock option grant back in 2013 when the share price was at $60. Those shares today are hovering around $190. If you were to exercise today, you'd be sitting on $130 profit per share. Now, if you were so lucky as to receive, let's say, 20,000 shares from Apple, you'd be sitting on stock options worth $2.6 million. Even after you pay the taxes, you'd still have a lot left over. Most people are choosing to buy a property with those profits and in the most desirable areas of the Bay Area, and that's what's driving prices up. It's the availability of cash driven by an overheated stock market coupled with stock options in the tech industry and the biotech industry that are driving real estate prices in the Bay Area. But these workers in the Bay Area are smart people. They recognize that prices are starting to get silly. We're starting to see an exodus of tech workers from the Bay Area. Cities that have benefited the most are Austin and Dallas. Many of the same Silicon Valley companies also have operations in Texas, where the cost of living is a fraction of the Bay Area. If you want to invest in a market with strong potential for appreciation, follow the money. Those same people are taking their stock options with them to the lower cost, lower tax environments of Austin and Dallas. And you guessed it, they're going to be willing to pay a lot more for their mansion than their native Texas counterparts. As you're thinking about that, pay close attention to the migration of tech workers with stock options. Meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.